Welcome to iVow. I'm Jenny Prisk and delighted that you've joined us to share a conversation with a woman from Las Colinas, the detention facility in Santee, which is just outside San Diego. And I'm very pleased to be sharing a conversation this afternoon with Chantel. So Chantel, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
It's very good to have you with us, and we know we're going to learn some more about you. So how long have you been at Las Colinas?
I've been here 11 months.
11 months. And in that time, you will have had an opportunity to experience some of the programs and the services. Tell us what you think of the facility.
I think that this facility is a really good facility for people who are actually trying to
rehabilitate?
Rehabilitate, yes. Themselves into society.
And what is it that they provide for that re-entering of society? What is it they give you?
There are some programs that you can earn credentials. I'm in one of the programs, which is culinary arts, and you can actually earn a managed first professional credential.
How exciting.
Yes.
Because I toured the facility a few weeks before this conversation of ours, and I saw the facility. It looks rather nice. Is it a good one to work in?
Yes.
And is that somewhere that you think you might like to take your life after Las Colinas would be in the culinary arts?
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what do you get to do during that program? What do you specifically do?
Well, we actually cook for the staff here. There's some training in managers, like customer service, things of that nature.
Okay. And do they rotate you through a number of those areas so that you get to learn all the facets?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. And then do you get to deliver the food to the staff, or does that get wheeled away in something and it appears in front of them?
No, they actually have an officer's dining area or staff dining area, mm-hmm. and we actually are one-on-one with them.
Oh, how nice. So you can serve them and be right there with them.
Yes.
So you're learning all the areas of food service, as
yes.
it were. Do they have good food here?
They have really good food, I think.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Oh, give us an example of something that you've been part of or participated in cooking or presenting recently.
Today, actually, we made chicken lime tacos.
Oh, yum.
And cheese enchiladas.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Okay, so today was Mexican Day, it would seem.
Yes.
And I suppose there's probably some variety
yes.
with that.
Yes.
Now, you're young. Well, everybody's young to me because I'm getting old. but you're young. Are there other women of your age around you or that you can spend time with or share classes with?
There are some women that are in the same age group as myself. I don't know, I tend to veer towards more mature women.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what's the reason for that?
I'm not sure. I feel like that some older women have a lot of wisdom, and I'm pretty eager to learn.
Oh, great. Oh, no, that's a good sign, too. That's wonderful. So is your eagerness to learn always been a part of who you are, Chantel, or has that been ignited or fired up since you came into Las Colinas?
It's always been a part of who I am.
Mm-hmm. So what are you learning here?
I'm learning a lot about myself more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Also different people and personalities and how to respect others and things of that nature.
Good. And that comes from volunteers and from specific teachers, I think, who are part of the staff. I think, do some of the staff teach you as well as volunteers?
I think so,
mm-hmm.
yes.
You probably don't necessarily even need to know, you know, where these folks are coming from, as long as they're providing good lessons. So some of this learning that you're doing, does any of it relate to a career that you might like to take up when you leave Las Colinas? Can you actually, you know, do you sit exams and or tests and get marks?
Not necessarily. As far as the program is, the culinary arts program, that's one thing. But as far as some of the self-help programs that they have here, I believe that I would like to work in that area. Like as far as women's rights and I want to go to school for women's studies. So.
Oh, how interesting. Now you've really struck a chord with me because women's rights are one of my biggest areas that I like to follow. And I'd like to ask you more about where you might go with that. But you've raised a question for me. Do you feel as though your rights as a woman and as a human being are respected here at Las Colinas?
I believe so, for the most part. Being here, you see a lot of systematic discrimination in certain areas. So it kind of depends on where you're at in here.
Okay.
You can tell that some of the people respect the women that are willing to work hard and show that they want to change, mm-hmm. rather than some of the women that are just here to pass the time.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps to get the comfort of a bed and food and yes. that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but do you personally feel as though you are part of the respected group?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. How did you get interested in women's rights? Has that been something you've been interested in for a long time, or is it new?
I've always felt like a strong passion for it. I feel like a lot of times women, we feel oppressed and we don't feel comfortable with expressing certain thoughts and feelings because we know that we're going to be judged by society's view of what we should be.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's better to keep some things to yourself.
Right.
Now, speaking of society, do you think that our communities really know what needs to be done to help women from being incarcerated? Do we provide enough resources and services?
I think that we are definitely on the right track.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Where might you think there are things that are missing?
I think that in some cases, maybe I don't see that side because I know that there is a psychologist or psychiatrist on site.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't see that because I don't see one, but I feel like maybe if there were different like women's groups,
mm-hmm.
maybe something of that sort.
And do you think, what would those groups do? Because we're going around again, which is good, this women's rights portion. What would those groups do? Would they be just sharing conversations or perhaps sharing where they're in pain or they're troubled or suffering?
I believe so. I think it would give women a more comfortability with being vulnerable with one another and with society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good thought on your part. Do you think that there are many misunderstandings made by the general public about a woman when she's been in jail?
Absolutely.
What are some of those things that might go against you? Because I think we'd be interested in hearing just exactly what you feel the community thinks.
I think that some of the misconceptions would be that once you make a mistake, that has to be your future. Your past is always intertwined in your future, which I don't think that that's true. I think that there are some people who can change and there are some people who actually did just make mistakes and ended up here. And speaking for myself, I believe that this was actually a blessing for me. Mm-hmm. My life could have been going in a far worse direction than mm-hmm. it is.
Well, that's good to hear you use the word blessing. Where does that decision that you just made about the fact that it is a blessing, does that come from anywhere specific at Las Colinas, or is it more like the overall program?
I think that it has a lot to do with the fact that I was actually picked to be in culinary because I didn't apply for it. So they actually just picked me. So I said that has to be God lighting my path for me because this is one of the top programs here.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So is it one that the women perhaps in great numbers really want to get into?
Absolutely.
Ah, so you feel, that's wonderful then.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. So you feel that there is a real blessing in that.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you mentioned that you felt your path had been lighted, you know, by God. Do you get opportunities to share or at least to practice and follow your spirituality while you're here?
There are some spiritual groups here. There's church on Tuesdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have the opportunity to actually go to church and follow our spiritual path.
Mm-hmm. And so when the time comes for you to leave here, it sounds as though you'll be making quite a few changes in your life. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Do you want to share any of those and what, you know, some of the primary ones might be?
I've always been like a nurturer. Mm-hmm. So, but I've done it in ways that were not so much as healthy for myself or my family. Mm-hmm. I've always been like giving material wise.
Mm.
So I think this time I have a lot to offer people, as far as my personality goes and being able to help people, women especially
women particularly.
Yes.
So it sounds as though with your leaning towards women's rights and you're saying women particularly, that you would like to, you can see a path forming perhaps and follow a career that would have something to do with helping women.
Yes.
Is there ever a possibility that you're able to come back to Las Colinas and provide any classes or instruction?
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. And that would appeal to you?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, is San Diego your home? Were you born and raised here?
Yes.
Oh, you were. You don't have to travel very far when you do leave here. In other words, you'll be you're in the right place here.
Yes.
For you, which is good. And does that mean that you can see members of your family from time to time because you do live in this city?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm asking you a lot of questions, and we're not concluding the conversation yet. But I just wondered if there's anything that, as we talk, you're thinking that you would really like to share.
I wonder if there are going to be more programs in here. I know that everything, because this is a women's facility, that everything is kind of surrounded around women. But I hear so many of the instructors say, well, when I taught the male facilities and when I taught. But I wonder if there's anything that's specific just for the women. I know that we had one time... the judges actually came,
mm-hmm.
and there was like a small seminar, and that was really nice. I think that if they do that more often, that'd be really good.
And do they provide specifics about the court process? Is that what you gained from that?
There were different small, like different classes.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I actually went to was, one was about domestic violence, and then the mm-hmm. other one was actually about a second chance program. I actually worked that day, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to attend. So I actually kind of went in those classes last minute.
Oh, okay. But you did make it into them. That's good.
Yes.
Yes. And you're able to sit in those as though it were a classroom and take notes and ask questions and all those sorts of things when you are provided with education?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. What does an average day look like for you in here?
What time
do you get up and how does it start?
At 5:30.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Were you an early riser before you came here?
No.
You were not, so that
no.
was a shock.
Yes.
Yes.
So the day starts at 5:30, and from there we get dressed, myself and 11 other girls, I believe.
Oh, so you share, do you call it a dormitory or something?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a dorm. There's 48 women in the dorm, but there's a small row of us that are culinary. So we all get up together, we get dressed, take our showers. We come into class. I'm actually a TA in the class. I've already earned my Manage First Professionals credential.
Excellent.
So I'm done with the class. So I'm actually a TA.
Which means a teaching assistant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come in at 6, the girls actually go to class.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and another TA, we actually prepare things in the kitchen for when they come in. The workday starts at 8 a.m. And we cook, we prepare all the meals. And service actually starts at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. we're working. And then we have lunch. And then after lunch, we actually go back to the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And the other culinary girls, they go to class.
Oh, I see. And when you go back to the dorm, are you allowed to have time to yourself at that point for meditation, reading, or making phone calls perhaps? Is that your time?
Yes, absolutely.
And you get a couple of hours of that?
Yes.
Good. And then do you have to go back and cook dinner also?
No.
No,
we don't. We actually prepare enough food for our shift and the second shift.
Mm-hmm.
So the second shift is handled by the kitchen staff.
Oh, I see. And are they also incarcerated women or are they the Las Colinas staff?
Right. They're incarcerated as well.
Oh, as well. Okay. So do you have time to have some fun in here?
Yes, actually.
Now, that was very interesting reading your face when you said that. It looks to me as though that might be quite a lot of fun.
Yes, I think I might be having too much fun.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
I think
it's not. It's just funny. It's just funny. I actually played a prank on my teacher yesterday. So I was telling somebody about it and I was thinking, gosh, I might be having too much fun in here.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Do you think that most detention facilities would be able to say that, or the folks inside would be able to say, we have too much fun here? Do you think that's specific to this one?
I think it's specific to this one. I think that your attitudes towards your surroundings and your circumstances have a lot to do with the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But also I think it has a lot to do with the environment as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this facility, the way that they've built it and the programs that they've put here for the women has a lot to do with our outlook on our stay here.
Does it develop a stronger sense of self and who you are and who you want to be while you're in here?
Yes.
How do they do that?
There are a lot of classes for self-help. There's actually a Thinking for a Change class, and you can learn quite a bit from that class.
It's an intriguing title, Thinking yes. for a Change.
Yes.
So are you saying that they're actually helping you to change the way that you think?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, and I guess, and that's good for all of us. I mean, many of us need that
yes.
at different times. Do you feel as a woman, as a person, as a human, that you are validated here? That they allow you to grow as an individual? You don't have to come out like, you're not treated like a number. You're validated for who you are and your growth.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. So you do receive respect in the facility.
Yes.
Excellent. Are you allowed much time outside? I know you probably have to move from wherever it is that you sleep and live to the kitchen area. Are you able to spend any time outside?
Sometimes on the weekends. I have weekends off, so I'm able to go out for rec time, which is usually during our day room hours. So in the morning from 7 to about 10, and then from 1 p.m. to about 3. Mm-hmm. And then the last rec time, I believe, is from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And what sort of things can you do during rec time?
There's actually a volleyball court here.
Oh, wow.
and they had some soccer nets, too. So mm-hmm. there's quite a bit of things that we can do to exercise. And sometimes I'll just get a book and go read.
Yeah, well, that's exercising your mind.
Yes.
which is very good. That's great that they look at the body too, because that physical exercise is important. I think I've heard that you have yoga classes here and workout classes too. Is that right? They bring trainers in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could end up, if you're having too much fun and you are getting all this exercise, it sounds as though, I know it's not where you'd choose to be, but it sounds as though while you are here, it's not as bad as perhaps we might think it is.
Right. I think that there's two sides to it, because when I was in regular, mainline, I guess they call it.
You have been in another facility, say.
It's the same facility, but they're considered to be, we're trustees, we're working inmates, and then they're just mainline inmates. It's very different from there and over there.
Oh, and to where you are now. So in other words, when you refer to it like the main line, you're more guarded perhaps and watched, and now you're gaining freedoms as you're here.
Absolutely.
Which is excellent. And does that shorten your time here too?
Yes.
Do you know when you'll be released? You don't necessarily have to tell me if you don't want to, but I just wondered if you know.
Yes, next month actually.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Are you excited about that?
Yes, excited.
Is there some nervousness in that also?
No, surprisingly, I'm not nervous.
Oh, that's excellent. And do you think that's because you've got the support system and because they've trained you and given you such good skills?
Yes.
That's great. Do you have a job waiting for you?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. And that's part of something that's provided here?
Not specifically, no, but I think that a lot of things that I've learned here about myself will attribute to whatever job I go to.
Oh, that's excellent. Will it be hard leaving the women?
A couple of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do form close friendships and bonds with some of the women.
Yes.
Chantelle, we're coming very near the end of the time that we have for our conversation today. And I just wondered if you had any closing thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners about the experience or anything that you've learned about the jail system in our county or in California.
One thing I'd like to say to maybe women that are going in the wrong direction or are already in the system, it's really what you make of it, and how you act and treat yourself is a big reflection of how people will treat you. So if you come here and you have the attitude of not wanting to change, then they're going to treat you that way. Mm-hmm. So it's all about yourself.
Those are very wise words on which to conclude our conversation. So once again, Chantelle, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.